Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. It is once again Transformational Tuesday. I am so excited to be back. I had to take a break. I know you guys can relate to that. Sometimes you just have to do some serious self-care, disconnect, shut it down, and do just that. Focus on yourself. So that's what I did. I took a week of vacation and did nothing. I mean, literally nothing until this week after the Labor Day holiday here in the States. And it felt so good. I didn't realize how much I needed it, frankly. I'm always on the go, go, go. I'm always so, you know, up in on it, connected, passionate about everything. I didn't realize how much I needed to just allow myself to recharge. So if you're one of those individuals and you are constantly, you know, driven, focused, you've got, you know, I can't tell you the list that I have and the, you know, the goals that I have. And some of you do vision boards and you've got, you know, all these things and you're really just go, 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 go. If you are that person, I'm telling you, take the time to shut it down and allow yourself to recharge, allow yourself to rest and refuel, allow yourself some quiet time so that you can reflect and then be ready, like I am tonight, to get back into it again. So here in the Midwest, in Michigan, Transformational Tuesdays, you know, I come on at 9 p.m. And this particular time, I want to talk about career coaching. And, you know, some people might say, you know, Linda, career coaching is career coaching. It doesn't matter where you get it from, who you connect with, who you meet with. It's all the same. And I would say, or is it? And I would offer to you, most likely not. Now, are there various types? Of course. Just like there's anything in personal life, professional life, there are various types of offerings. There's various types of engagements that we can enter into. And there are various types of career coaches. There is not a one size fits all. And so that's the first thing I would offer to you. When you're considering someone to work with, think about whether or not you want that one size fits all. You know, are you okay with being, you know, one of many and having someone that presents to you, here is the roadmap, here is the 5 to 10 steps, and it's these no matter who you are. And for some people, that works very well because they don't need anything specific for their situation. So when you're thinking about who you're going to work with, is a one-size-fits-all type of approach okay with you? Another thing you might want to consider is being one of many okay with you? Is being part of a group something that works in your current situation? Because there are offerings out there that will say, hey, you can sign up. We will work with you for 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever the time frame is. And you could find yourself being one of 20, being one of 50, potentially being one of hundreds who are part of a group. And that program is being rolled out to you and you have it digested at a pace with everyone else. It's rolled out at a regular cadence. It's rolled out in a bulk format, and you have the opportunity to log in that particular time of the month along with your other people in your cohort, and you go over that information. And that may work for you as well. I am not projecting that there is something that has to be specific for each individual. What I'm offering to you is consider your needs. I think it's most important for us to reflect on what it is we need. Do you have specific situations that are going on for you that are nuanced that may not fit the one size fits all? Do you need somebody who is going to craft something around your situation? Also, I would offer to you to consider, are you comfortable with sitting in a group and being a number, let's say, and just digesting at your pace? And you deal with your questions as you see fit, maybe working with another person in your cohort, or if you have the opportunity to connect with whichever person led that segment, sending them a DM or sending them a question in a chat mode or so, and getting your questions answered in that fashion. If you are, then that's great. I mean, those things work very, very well for a lot of people. But if you're that person that has, you know, you want to make sure that the roadmap that you're going to go on your journey to get unstuck and to get yourself moving forward so that you are properly ready for that next opportunity, that you no longer have to figure out why you're spinning, why nothing's happening for you. You want to have a package where someone is listening to your particular situation and can digest the nuances around the company that you're with. And you're not real comfortable with sharing that in an open space or not having that one-on-one connection. Then I would offer to you to reconsider the group coaching, reconsider the mass rollout of a kind of carte blanche approach, because that probably will not work for you. And I know I've talked to several people who have unfortunately done just that, and they just couldn't figure out, why did I not move the needle? Why couldn't I find a shift here? I mean, I read the book that they told me to read. I went to every single one of the sessions. I'm still not getting the results that I thought I would get. And it's not because there is anything wrong with that particular coaching approach. It just didn't fit for your needs. So we have to be very careful when we think about our career journeys and wanting to make sure that we can do everything possible to move forward. And we've done everything we know to do, and we've been stuck for multiple years. Now's not the time to allow yourself to just pick up whatever someone else is doing. If someone sends you, you know, hey, go check out this link, this program. I did it a few years ago. It helped me. It may not help you. It may not. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that for them. But in your particular case, and you've been dealing with sitting in that same position for the last 10 to 15 years, and you know that you're ready for, you know, or believe you have what it takes to get to the next level, but you're completely clueless how to do it, that type of program that your friend or another colleague recommended to you may not work for you. So is career coaching just career coaching? No. Just like anything in our lives, coaching for sports. I'm a sports fanatic, those of you that know me. One coach is not necessarily the same as the next. They all offer their nuances. You know, Nick Saban, there's a secret sauce as to why he has done so well at Alabama. You know, now I'm going to give you a real, real old school one because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan from way back when. But, you know, that old school coach from way back when is not the same as Jimmy was later on. Did they do well? Absolutely. But there were different approaches. You know, that is the same in life. Anything that we aspire to achieve and we realize that doing it alone hasn't worked and that we need help to get to the next step, to get to the next phase, that we realize we want to make sure we pick that help, that assistance that meets our needs. And for some of you who have, because I know it's a common thing to just do a Google search and find these programs and you sign up for them and you end up, you know, either in a room with several people in a large conference room, a large auditorium, or into our new days that we have now since COVID, you end up on a Zoom call and you look around and there's 65 people on and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not sure this is going to work for me. And you end up kind of lurking because you're not comfortable and you get an assignment here or you get some information there and you end the Zoom call and you're on your own for the rest of that month and you're trying to figure out how to apply that tool. It's immediately then known to you that that is not the approach for you. So career coaching is not simply career coaching. It is not a cookie cutter approach. Don't let anyone tell you that it is. There's nothing cookie cutter about this at all. There should be programs that are specifically crafted for you. I think the best are one-on-one, or if you're comfortable, small groups, six or less, because you want to feel safe and open to share. And having the access to the person that is giving you the methodologies, having access to them when you need them, having be able to get questions answered specifically to your situation. Those are invaluable benefits and assets to not being part of the large group. If you are that person, let me say it again, because for some people, they love being part of 60, 70, 80, 100 people, and they feel comfortable being lost in the crowd, and they can go off and do their own thing at their own pace. And that they get stuck or they don't know what's going on or things just happen and they just keep it moving. But if you have found that you've tried that, then I'm offering to you, if it didn't work, it's because one-on-one is better. That those nuances, those unique, like the focus on your unique situations is what you need. Access to the person that is leading you through the methodologies is what you need. That intimate space, that safe space for you to completely share and to be open is most likely what you need. And then to be able to make the connection between your personal life and your professional life, because that's usually also the missing piece that gets lost when you're in different other types of career coaching, is that connection. So if it's working for you for the group, and if it's working for you for, you know, reading the books, that is great. I'm just here tonight to help those individuals that have reached out to me recently that have been struggling and not understanding, hey, I signed up for this and it just hasn't worked. Can you tell me why? I thought I'd do a live tonight on Transformational Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to help people understand career coaching isn't simply just career coaching. There are nuances to it. There's a secret sauce to it. There is that need, that necessity to have that specific connection that works with your specific situation that is completely different from the other person's. You know, I will end with this. You, when I say that, you know, you could literally be in the same company, I would even offer you could be in the same team, the same office, and your career experience for the last 5, 10, 15 years at that company could be different than the next person. And you guys have been sitting side by side for that entire time. It can be different and most likely is completely different because you are not them. And how you're showing up every day is not how they're showing up every day. And what you bring into the door with you from your personal side is not the same as what they bring into the door with them every day. And the past experiences you've had before you walked into that company that you bring with you is not the same experiences that they have that they brought with them into that company. That's most likely why, if you've tried the carte blanche large group approach, it hasn't worked for you like it may have worked for others. So I would offer to you to consider that if you are trying to decide, yes, first of all, I know I need help. What I've done in the past hasn't worked. And you're trying to decide what type of help to get. And you're very reluctant because you've approached the group coaching and it hasn't worked. The answer for you is an intimate one-on-one approach that is unique and structured for you. Whether you're on Facebook, whether you're watching this on YouTube, whether it's a replay, send me a message. And even for those of you that have subscribed to my podcast, you know, send me a message. I would love to hear from you about your experiences to date if you've tried various career coaching platforms. And if they've worked for you, love to hear about them. And if they haven't worked for you, I'd also love to hear what those challenges were. And if you're interested in learning more about an intimate, structured, one-on-one approach that can be set up just for your particular situation and nuance, I put a link. If you're on Facebook, you can see the link. On YouTube, you can see the link. For my podcast subscribers, you just go to lindataliaferro.com and you can schedule a call with me and we can talk about what that looks like specifically for you. It is great to be back for Transformational Tuesday. I took the time. I'm rested. I'm rejuvenated. I'm recharged. You guys always know I'm passionate. So make sure you hit your notifications. Hang out with me next time around. Take care.